I said when I was doing the notices, this morning you said we're having a sermon, we're going to have the incumbents report from the church report, which hopefully you've either been sent electronically or been able to download or to get a copy of the church report, giving a snapshot of the year of the life of our Church of St. Martin's of 2024. One of the important things to remember about the annual vestry, which is what we're going to be doing after this service, and what this is the presidential report for, is for the annual report, is that it is for 2024, so it does not take us into 2025. The other reason why I am saying this report now instead of later in the meeting itself is because I want all the congregations to hear what I have to say. So I did this at the 8 o'clock service this morning, and I'm repeating it again now at this service. So the incumbents report for 2024 starts off with some words from Mark's Gospel, Mark 4, 21 to 22. Jesus said to the disciples, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open." My dear friends in Christ, when I was thinking about what I wanted to say in this incumbents report, this reading from Mark's Gospel was one of the set readings for the Thursday communion. The reading really resonated with me as we think about St. Martin's being the church on the hill, shining out to the people of Wirral, particularly at night time, when you can see the tower and spire lit up from quite a distance. At the Thursday service, I said something along the lines of, we talk about the church on the hill shining out to all, but Jesus is telling us, as the church, to shine out. What Jesus is saying is that for the Christian message to spread and develop, followers must proclaim and show their faith and be the ones shining out. We do that in what we say, and we do that in what we do. So what do we do, and what makes us us as a church community at St. Martin's? How do we shine out? Well, one of the main ways I believe we shine out to the community is by embracing our vision statement. Everyone is invited, everyone is welcome, journeying together in the love of Jesus. I am both delighted and proud that we as a church in 2024 have adopted this as our vision statement, and that it is passed unanimously by the Parochial Church Council, the PCC, the governing body of each parish of the Church of England. The words sound easy, but to really live to this vision does and will take courage. I believe that when Jesus told us to shine out, it was to shine out to everyone, so that all people know that they are loved. It is not just to shine and burn brightly in the church building, but beyond that, and out to the whole community. How do we do this? Well, firstly, by our actions as a church and as individuals. I'm so proud of the PCC that following the acceptance of our vision statement, we also passed a resolution to adopt the Church of England initiative of using prayers in love and faith, where we can, as a church, respect and bless relationships of same-sex couples, so as to affirm that we believe that Jesus' love is for all people. Secondly, the church building is our lampstand, as it gives us a point of focus. But we want to be known as a church working in the community, being there for others, for all, offering different ways of coming to know Jesus, of belonging and believing. I do believe that we do certain aspects of this work in discipleship well. And this church report, which I have given the perhaps not so revolutionary subtitle of A Year in the Life of Our Church, gives a snapshot of the various activities and events that have been happening within this lampstand over the last year and the years previously to that. I would like to thank everyone who has contributed to the work of St. Martin's. Everyone, all of us, have a ministry to offer, and I'm very grateful to you all who have provided and been part of the ministry and shining out to the community as we grow together in word and action. I would just like to take this opportunity to offer some personal notes of thanks. Firstly, to the church wardens, the treasurer, the assistant treasurer, all involved with the finances of the church, such as paying invoices and sorting out the gift aid, all the officers of the church and those who serve on the PCC and subcommittees and synods. Thank you too to my ministry colleagues who provide such wonderful service and services to the church. Thank you to everyone who opens up and prepares for the services, those who undertake duties of communion assistant, those who read and those who serve as verger, particularly in the occasional offices, those who operate the slides and the sound system in the services. Thanks to our wonderful musicians and bell ringers for their weekly commitment and skills they bring to worship in their ministry, to those who provide refreshments after the services, to those who set up and run our various social and fundraising events and concerts, which are always eagerly anticipated and are thoroughly enjoyed by all in the church and also in the wider community as well. Thank you to those who come to the working parties to tidy up and do jobs on the church and in the grounds and help to keep the church and its surroundings looking so special. To those who do the flowers and the laundry of the church. And of course to the wonderful team who do the cleaning every week. A particular note of thanks too to all who give to the church financially. We could not operate in the way we do without your financial commitment. I would just like to encourage everyone to be part of a regular stewardship system, either through the envelope scheme or direct debits, and to sign up for gift aid if you're able to. I would like to just add two personal thank you comments at this point. The first is to Liz Winter, who retired from her post as church administrator during 2024. Liz worked tirelessly for St. Martin's and did many of the unseen backstage duties. Our prayers go with Liz for her future. On a personal note, I would just like to thank everyone for all the support and care that I have received in the last year. As you know, this has been a difficult time for myself and for my family. But I thank God, and really do thank God, that he has called me to St. Martin's. And I thank God for all of you, and for all that you do here, and for the support that I have received. As we look back on 2024, let us also be mindful of our 900. 100th anniversary in 2025. And look forward beyond that, because it won't stop in 2025, praying that we will do our part of making St. Martin's a lampstand for all future generations to come. The way we do that is to build on our vision and to live out our faith, believing that everyone is invited, and that everyone is welcome to join as we journey together in the love of Jesus. Amen.